Listen and Live Audio presents Airtight by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Jeff Stitzer. The tabloids called it the Judge Sickle Murder. It was a ridiculous name for an event so horrific and tragic, but it sold newspapers and generated web hits, so it stuck. In the immediate aftermath, very little was known and reported in the media, so they compensated by detailing the same facts over and over. Judge Daniel Brennan had attended a charity dinner earlier that evening at the Woodcliff Lakes Hilton. Judge Brennan generally avoided those types of events whenever he could, but in this case felt an obligation. The guest of honor was Judge Susan Dembeck, who was at that point a sitting judge on the bench of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Since Judge Brennan's nomination to that court was before the Senate, and he was replacing the retiring Judge Dembeck, he made the obvious and proper decision to support his future predecessor by attending the event. Others at the dinner estimated that Judge Brennan left at 10:30, and that was confirmed by closed-circuit cameras in the lobby. He stopped at a 7-Eleven, 5 minutes from his Alpine, New Jersey home, to buy a few minor items. The proprietor of the establishment, one Harold Murphy, said that Judge Brennan was a frequent patron of the store. He said it on the Today Show the following morning in what the network breathlessly promoted as an exclusive interview, which aired 7 minutes before Good Morning America's breathlessly promoted exclusive interview with Mr. Murphy. Among the items that Murphy described Judge Brennan as buying was a fudgesicle. It was, he said, one of the judge's weaknesses, regardless of the...